have you been sampling wastewater, and what can it tell you about COVID-19?
So since the beginning of March, we've been sampling wastewater across different parts of northern Arizona, including Flagstaff, Munns Park, Kachina Village, Sedona, and the village of Oak Creek. But more recently, starting at the end of July, we started also sampling at Northern Arizona University to try to better understand how we might be able to inform mitigation strategies.
So how can this inform mitigation strategies?
So looking at congregate living locations and just smaller locations can really help identify different parts of the population that maybe we should be looking at more for potential asymptomatic cases that could spark a larger outbreak. How it works is that we sample several times a week. And then after we run our tests at the Pathogen and Microbiome Institute, we then provide our information to NAU administration. Based on our results, as well as several other metrics that they're taking into consideration, they can then decide who's going to be part of the mitigation testing. So part of that's going to be a random population, but then there's also other things that are feeding into that determination, including the wastewater testing.
Can you walk me through kind of the process of how you take a sample and where it goes from there?
Well, I'll start with the wastewater treatment plants. So most of them have, they're very technologically savvy, and they have composite samplers built in. And what a composite sampler is it takes a sample of the untreated sewage, the influent, every half an hour for 24 hours. And then from that composite sample, that's supposed to be a composite sample of the entire community for one day, then we take a sample of that. However, at the dormitories, we've had to sort of alter our methodology. And that's because, in particular, at Northern Arizona University, we only had two composite samplers. And they're pretty expensive. They can be up to $5,000 a piece. We didn't want to purchase a ton of them either. And so instead, what I did is I went out and bought some tampons. And we are tying a string to those, and we will put those into the manholes for 48 hours. And then we pulled the sample, and it's working really well.
When the pandemic started, did you know you were going to be spending this much time looking at wastewater samples?
I didn't. That was a big surprise to me. Nobody in our lab really enjoys taking sewage samples or handling them in the research laboratory for that matter. But the fact that we know that we're making a difference here in Flagstaff is really important to us.
How long do you plan to continue this research?
So we're hoping that we are going to be doing it through at least the end of the pandemic, but we are writing other grants to be able to continue carrying out this type of research for other viruses, bacteria, antimicrobial resistance. We actually have already ordered in reagents to start. At the same time, we're going to be looking for SARS-CoV-2. We want to be looking for influenza A and B, but we also want to look for norovirus, other enteroviruses, things that make people really sick that come around every year, where we feel that if we just said, hey, this is here and you can wash your hands and perhaps prevent yourself from getting it, we think that that would be a big service to the community.
Crystal Hepp, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.